This goes to Dr. Van Oker. It's capital V like Victor, A, and like November, capital O, C, K, E, R. Fax 616-754-9883. Regarding Linda Hoffman, H-O-F-F, M like Mary, A, and like November. Date of birth 10-12 of 1947. Dear Dr. Van Oker, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hoffman with currently stage 4 chronic kidney disease, small kidneys, and diabetic nephropathy. She has progressed from a stage 3A to stage 4 after she was admitted to Spectrum in Grand Rapids on May 14th of 2022. She had a four-vessel coronary artery bypass graft procedure done, also developed cardiogenic shock requiring a balloon pump, and she did have a S, or it's N like November, these are all capital letters, N like November, S like Sam, T like Tom, E like Echo, M like Mary, I like Ink. And she actually was intubated and ventilated for several days and very unstable. Her creatinine got as high as in the 4 range. She does not believe that she required dialysis, but the kidneys did recover and improve. However, her last level, which was done May 31st of this year, was 2.43. She's actually feeling much better now. She's seen her cardiologist, and they feel like she's doing well. She has not had any further labs since she's been hospitalized, though, but she is here for her nephrology follow-up visit. No current dizziness or headaches, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence, no frequency, no dysuria. No current edema, no ulcerations or lesions on her legs. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Tylenol as needed for pain. Norvasc 5 milligrams daily. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligrams daily. She's on Novolog regular insulin and Levemir 14 units daily. Synthroid is 150 micrograms daily. Lopressor is 25 milligrams twice a day. Prilosec, 20 milligrams daily as needed for heartburn. Pravacol is 80 milligrams once daily at bedtime, and Ozempic, she takes 4 milligrams, actually she takes 1 milligram once a week. Physical examination, her weight is 160 pounds, and that's a 14-pound weight loss since January 3rd of this year when she was last seen. Pulse is 94. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 108 over 60, 6-0. Neck is supple. There's no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no edema. And the incision is visible in the middle of her chest, and that appears to be healing very well. Labs, most recent labs we have are from May 31st of this year, and the creatinine was 2.43, and that's down from 4 when she was very critical in the hospital. Sodium 139, potassium is 3.5, carbon dioxide 24, glucose was 187, calcium 8.9, Her hemoglobin was 9.2, white count was 11.39, platelets were 588. In previous levels, she generally ranged between 1.1 up to 1.3 prior to the hospitalization and the four-vessel bypass. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, following her NSTEMI, the NSTEMI, the four-vessel coronary artery bypass graft, cardiogenic shock, and acute renal failure during hospitalization in May. We do want her to have monthly lab studies done, and she's going to get them done this week. We're also going to follow those closely. She also has diabetic nephropathy, which is currently stable, and small kidneys, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. She will follow her diabetic cardiac diet carefully. She'll avoid salt. She will not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.